Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Conroe Means Business radio show and podcast, where we believe focus, action, and accountability lead to positive results in business. My name is Tom Brody, also known as the Found Money Guy. Dr. Carlos Sanchez, president of the Miracle City Chamber of Commerce, won't be joining us today, but in his place, we have Klaus Hernandez of Klaus Homes. And Klaus, why don't you tell us about the sponsors of this program?
The Conroe Means Business radio show and podcast is sponsored by Aurelia Weems, CPA. Call today for all your tax preparation, bookkeeping, and accounting needs. Matt Cree with First Priority Title of Texas, where you are their first priority. Call Matt and his staff today. This program is also sponsored by Klaus Hernandez with Klaus Homes, Jen Bell with Goosehead Insurance, and Brandon Polk with Plus 40 Fitness. For more information on our sponsors, look in the description area of this video on the Conroe Means Business radio show channel on YouTube. To learn more about the Miracle City Chamber, please visit mytexaschamber.org or call us at 832-436-8956. That number again, 832-436-8956.
Thanks, Klaus. The Miracle City Chamber of Commerce is very active, and we have quite a full calendar. So I'd like to take a few minutes right now and go over some of the things that are coming up. Every Monday at 8:30 a.m. at the Chamber office, located at 2519 North Fraser Street, Suite 3600, out here in Conroe, Texas, we have a session called Small Business Strategies, where we discuss various topics that small businesses need to implement to be successful. Now, on the third Tuesday of every month, we have a networking lunch at Honor Cafe, located at 103 North Thompson Street in Conroe. If you haven't been to Honor Cafe, I highly recommend it. Come join us. When this episode airs, we'll already had that meeting, but it's every third Tuesday. This coming week, Thursday, February 17th at 8:30, we're going to have a networking breakfast at Twisted G, located at 13843 Texas 105, Suite 103 in Conroe. And we encourage all chamber members to come out and meet the new chamber business. It's owned by Frank and Tiffany Galvan. That's Twisted G. So come out, meet them, and have a great breakfast. Then Friday, February 18th at 2 o'clock, we're going to have our new member orientation at the chamber office. If you're a member of this chamber and have not been to the orientation, please make time to do so. You're going to learn a lot. You won't know what you're missing out of your benefits if you haven't gone through that orientation. Then the following week, Wednesday, February 23rd at 11 a.m., we're going to have a networking Spanish. So if you're looking for Spanish language networking, please check it out. That's going to be at the chamber office as well. Then lastly, last week, February 28th at 5:30, we have the Women's Success Forum. That's going to be held at the Saltgrass Steakhouse on I-45 in Conroe. I realize that's a lot of information to keep up with, but we are actively working on creating an actual calendar that will be on our website, so you can view all the events of the Miracle City Chamber of Commerce. So to find that, please go to our website at www.mytexaschamber.org and look for the events page. And there you can scroll through the calendar to see the dates for this month and upcoming months. That event page is not up yet, but it will be soon. So just be on the watch for that. The great thing about that, for those of you who use a digital calendar, you'll be able to subscribe to this calendar, and then you'll see all the chamber events overlaid as part of your digital calendar. And the best part of subscribing to our calendar is that you'll be notified when there's a change to an event, either a time change or a venue change. So that's going to be very beneficial, and that's the greatest way to keep up to date with things going on in the chamber.
This program is brought to you by Aurelia Weems, CPA. Call today for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, and accounting. Just call Aurelia at 936-273-1188. Also, First Priority Title of Texas and Matt Cree. We are their first priority. Call Matt and his staff at 832-204-4884 for all your title needs. Also, Klaus Homes, Jen Bell, and of Goosehead Insurance, and Plus 40 Fitness. All numbers are in the descriptions of this program. You can visit Conroe Means Business radio show on YouTube. To learn more about the Miracle City Chamber of Commerce, visit mytexaschamber.org or call 832-436-8956.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Conroe Means Business radio show and podcast, where we believe focus, action, and accountability lead to positive results in business. My name is Tom Brody, also known as the Found Money Guy. Dr. Carlos Sanchez, president of the Miracle City Chamber of Commerce, won't be joining us today, but in his stead, we've got Klaus Hernandez from Klaus Homes. Klaus, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Tom. Hi, everyone.
One of the things that we're excited about is our guests today are members of the Miracle City Chamber of Commerce, Eric Blanco and Nick Gauntz. How do you pronounce your last name?
Gauntz.
Gauntz, sorry. Founders of the Dry Guys Water Damage Solutions. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, man, this is awesome.
So, Eric, before we get started, what's the best way to get in touch with Dry Guys?
We are always available by phone number. That's our main thing. 936-718-1616. You can contact me 24/7. That's all right. What we're all about. Yep.
Have you guys got a website?
Yep. Dryguyswaterdamage.com.
Very good. So you guys are the owners of the Dry Guys, right?
Correct. Yeah, okay. 50-50.
50-50. Awesome. So tell us a little bit about the services you offer.
Yeah. We offer water restoration services to anyone in Houston. You know, what that looks like is people have pipe breaks, flood damage, or, you know, even a crazy freeze like we saw last year. Water can tear up your home. So what that looks like for us is we go into people's houses, assess the area, inspect everything to either dry materials in place or remove them. And disinfecting surrounding areas, basically get the home dry and prevent mold. That's the whole name of the game.
Right. So when did you start your business?
About May. Yeah, May 2021, just last year. So we're still under a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, you know, to me, water damage restoration is a pretty specific type of industry. So I was just curious, as brothers, how did you both end up in the same business, working for each other?
Yeah, well, he had actually, found a job online just through Indeed, and he had been working there about a year or two before he got me hired on.
Okay.
And that was pretty much right out of high school for me.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was a cool industry, man. Even if you ever do, like, rebuild or anything like that, I know a lot of guys in general contracting, they do everything for their customers, and they're, you know, oh, man, you missed a little thing here, or you got a little thing here. I come in and basically dry out, tear out these people's homes in a flood situation, and they're thanking me. They're so happy we're there, you know, and a lot of other industries, they're picking apart every single little thing you do. So right at the beginning, I knew, oh, man, I love this. Yeah, I could do this for a while.
Okay, so it was really your idea to get started and to bring Nick along?
Yeah, initially. Yeah, it was something that's been in the back of my head for a while. And when I realized it was possible and that we could do it, it's just a state of mind you got to have. We went for it.
Awesome. So in order to start on your own, I think you talked about that a little bit, you must have seen something that was missing from the other companies that you were working with, right? So what was that piece that you saw that was missing?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of factors that go into play on that. A big thing for sure is customer service. A lot of these large restoration companies really aren't looking out for their clients and the people they're doing work for. Their main focus is their referral partners and their insurance companies, which is obviously super important, but most clients for these companies never have this issue twice, so they're really not worried about satisfying them that much the first time because they know they'll never use them twice.
That's it. I was wondering about that because, like, a lot of businesses have repeat customers.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I was wondering, do you have repeat customers?
A lot of companies, that's, you know, the bread and butter. You get your clients and they're going to keep coming back to you. But in restoration, it's pretty rare that you see someone twice.
I mean, just think of the odds, right? I mean, what are the odds your water heater blows up twice?
Right.
But it has happened, you know. But I think most restoration companies do have this idea of, well, yeah, what are the odds it's going to happen again, which it's not often. So what's the incentive there for making sure we wow this customer?
Right.
That way they use us again. We don't believe that's the right way of thinking. We have had repeat customers. And when they give us that second call because they liked how we treated them the first time, they were satisfied with the service, man, that gives us a great feeling. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, short of someone living on the river or, you know, on the coast, you wouldn't think that would be a repeat business. So I was just curious if you ran into that before. So Klaus, as a realtor, I'm sure you can talk about how important water restoration is, especially if you're going to resell a home, right?
Yeah, so for anyone that's listening, I mean, this is great because you are right. You know, it doesn't come up twice. But being in real estate, man, I have seen those occasions where
it happens.
Yep. And you're like, I have had those clients to tell me, hey, do you know a restoration company? And then that other scenario where they remember using someone 2 or 3 years ago and they'll call that company again.
Mm-hmm.
So It's good that you guys have that type of format where you want to wow that customer and make sure that customer remembers you, because it could happen again.
Yeah, but also, I mean, I remember them, man. We're in these people's houses for like 5 to 6 days, 8-7 hours at a time, you know, so you get to know them. I've eaten lunch and dinner with these people, so almost every customer I have, I think about for years after. So when they give me a call, I know exactly who's calling me, because I spent a week with them.
That's great.
Yeah, no, exactly what he said. You know, you really get to know people after working in their house. Like you said, for a week, you see them a couple hours a day for, you know, a week. So, I mean, they really begin to trust you after a while. You know, you can really connect with these people. And like we talked about, you know, obviously repeat customers are not common, but we want them. We want them to be able to come back to us a second time, because we've earned their trust.
And especially if, like you said, you've got that kind of trust, they're more likely to refer you to people they know, right? If someone else has an issue,
of course,
you're going to be top of mind when somebody says, hey, do you know anybody that does, you know, water damage
or
water damage restoration? So I have to ask you, we talked about kind of the referral part. What's been your most effective way to attract new customers, especially as a new business?
Yeah, I mean, obviously as a smaller company, we have to do a lot to, you know, really get this work, to really put ourselves over the top. Of course, you know, there's the customer service side of things. That is one of our biggest strengths, is because whenever we deal with a customer, you get our 24/7 line for the whole process. So if you need to call me at 2 a.m. because of an issue, that you're going to be able to get a hold of me. So that you're going to deal with the same person from the beginning of the job that sells it to handling the claim towards the end.
Okay.
So that, along with offering free post inspections within a year of every job, we offer free AC memberships through one of our affiliates when we go to these houses. So we try to do everything we can to really stand out from the competition.
Awesome. So you said free AC memberships. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. If y'all know Prestige AC Heating and Cooling, we have a deal with them where every customer we go through, they basically get a free AC membership, meaning of tune-ups twice a year, discounts, and all kinds of great stuff that gets involved with it. So they'll check in the summer and winter. And how it works for the AC company is a lot of people use it and they like it, so they sign up a second year. So that's why it makes sense for them.
So it's like a maintenance contract then,
right,
for them.
Right, it's a maintenance contract basically. And it's a year for free, but we just want to be able to offer those kind of different things to our customers, like coming in within a year after the job. That's just so, a lot of times people aren't sure if, man, did they actually get all the water out? Is my home actually dry? Am I good to go? Am I going to be healthy? Am I going to have mold? That's why we offer that. We'll come by anytime within a year and check it out. And that's really just to give them peace of mind, knowing that, okay, my house is good to go. We're good here.
So that sounds like that's not common in the water restoration industry.
No, I haven't seen another company that does that. Typically, okay. You know, there's no repeat customers. There's no getting back in touch with previous customers. You get in and out of the home as soon as possible, and you never speak with each other again,
right. Which
is the wrong mindset. I know we don't think it should be that way. So obviously we want to reach back out to them, like I said, within 6 months to a year, come back out to their house, check everything again for them. Just like he said, to make sure they have peace of mind, knowing everything's dry. A lot of people are a little more detail-oriented. You know, we'll show them all of our moisture readings, our thermal imaging camera to show them what moisture levels look like in their home. Just so, you know, once again, we can build that trust with our clients.
Awesome. So that brings me to a question, Klaus, and maybe you can address this. If someone wants to buy a home and they're concerned about water damage, have you ever had customers say, I want to have someone come in and check for water damage before I buy this?
Yeah, yes, I have. And actually, me as a real estate broker, I've used Dry Guys on some of my houses. There's sellers, they want to make sure and want the buyer to know that there is no excessive moisture or any water damage in properties. And I've called them up and they move quickly. They go, they check. And luckily, we've been really lucky as buyers and sellers. They usually don't have any problems. Bad news for Dry Guys, because they don't get any business from that particular client. But there we go again, back to the customer service. They're there. They're there multiple times, and they're willing to help. And that helps spread the word.
Especially if, you know, let's say a house that has had water damage, and then you can tell them this was resolved by the dry guys, and they're going to come back in 6 months to a year just to double check. So that kind of gives a feeling of confidence and saying, okay, this is going to be taken care of.
And we don't want everyone to have their house flood either, just to kind of put that out there. We know how serious it is when it happens, so we want to help them as much as we can. But, yeah, obviously we wouldn't wish that upon anyone. So sometimes we're all about honesty, so we'll go in and if we see something's a non-issue, we'll tell them, hey, this is fine. This one little thing happened. We just recommend doing this. You'll be good to go. So it's not all about making sure we get every single job. It's just about kind of, we really do want to help our community. We've been here in Conroe forever, and we plan on staying here in Conroe forever.
Yeah.
So it's really just about helping these people out. We notice just that honesty, that always gets you the second call, or if their neighbor or their friend has something, they're going to point them to you because you came to their house and you were honest with them.
Right. Yeah, that's a big deal for sure. So, you know, outside of hurricane season, is there a busy season for water restoration?
Well, I think it would still be the summer. Obviously, hurricanes are a big deal, especially here in Texas. But a big part of that also is a lot of people using their AC. AC condensate lines tend to start sweating pretty often in the summer, which can lead to water damage.
Right.
That, you know, the kids are home from school, everyone's in the house, the plumbing is just being used more often during the summer, typically, than throughout the rest of the year. So it just happens to be when the most pipe breaks occur, is typically during the summer. Obviously, the freeze is one thing. If it gets cold enough, winters can be pretty busy as well. But we've noticed summer is the main busy season.
Very good.
Pretty much perfect weather is our slow season, which thankfully isn't often in Texas.
Whether it's freeze or hurricanes or spring rains.
Yeah,
you never know.
It's about 70 degrees, we're pretty slow, but that's like a week. So.
So I know that you had worked for a bigger company before, and I don't know if that's even if something you can do, but have you been able to reach out to some of your customers and try to let them know that you're on your own now? You know, the customers that you work for when you work for other
companies. So that's not something we've really tried to do. We really wanted to separate ourselves from our previous company. You know, we don't want to go poach their customers. We want to build our own reputation in the community and gain trust through our own clients that we meet. Like I said, we don't want to go after their customers.
Yeah, it's something we thought about. We thought about, you know, of course we wanted some employees from there or customers, but it just felt like the wrong way to start the business.
Right. That company may come after you too.
Exactly.
It wasn't the most graceful ending anyway.
Okay.
So,
well, yeah. That makes sense.
So
sure.
That was the last thing we wanted to do.
Okay. Awesome. So real quick, what's the best way to reach you guys again? Tell us.
936-718-1616. You could find us at dryguyswaterdamage.com or our Facebook page, Dry Guys Water Damage Solutions.
Awesome. Very good. Well, we've been talking with the owners of the Dry Guys Water Damage Solutions, Eric Blanco and Nick Gauss. When we come back, we're going to talk to Eric and Nick about their plans for Dry Guys in 2022. Stay with us. This program is brought to you by Aurelia Weems CPA. Call today for all your tax preparation, bookkeeping, and accounting needs at 936-273-1188. This program is also brought to you by Matt Cree with First Priority Title of Texas, where you are their first priority. Call Matt and his staff today at 832-204-4884 for all your title needs. This program is also sponsored by Klaus Holmes and Jen Bell of Goosehead Insurance and Plus 40 Fitness. All of their numbers are in the description of this program, or you can visit Conroe Means Business Radio on YouTube to find their information. To learn more about the Miracle City Chamber, visit mytexaschamber.org or call us at 832-436-8956. Welcome back to Conroe Means Business Radio Show and Podcast, where we believe focus, action, and accountability lead to positive results in business. My name is Tom Brody, also known as the Found Money Guy. Dr. Carlos Sanchez, president of the Miracle City Chamber of Commerce, won't be joining us today, but in his place, we have Klaus Hernandez of Klaus Holmes. Klaus, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Tom.
Very good. So for more information on the Miracle City Chamber of Commerce, Visit our website at www.mytexaschamber.org or give us a call at 832-436-8956. So our guests today are Eric Blanco and Nick Gauntz, founders of Dry Guys Water Damage Solutions. And we went to break. We were asking those guys about what their plans are for 2022. So now that you've got a new business, it's still the start of the year. How do you see the Dry Guys growing in the future?
Yeah, man, one thing we're super excited about just for this year, we're thinking around May, early May, we will be starting our new mold division. So this is something we've been working on for a while. The laws for mold in Texas are pretty intense, which is good. You don't want just anybody dealing with the mold remediation in your house. So we'll be starting that division early this year, and super excited about that. It's a completely different thing than water restoration. All we do, versus just being that emergency response crew that cleans up the floods, the water before it becomes an issue, we definitely want to be the guys. If you waited too long and it did become an issue, we still want to be in there. So we're super excited for that.
So help me understand that. You need to get a license to be able to be call yourself a mold remediation?
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Mold remediation contractor. Yep. Takes awesome. Days and classes. You got to go to an applied class where they're hands-on teaching you certain amount of hours. Typically, you have to have 5 to 10 years experience or a degree in microbiology or something like that.
So, wow.
Yeah, so it's a crazy stuff, but that's what you want. You don't want it to be, anybody can do it.
Right. You don't want somebody coming up and just, we're going to paint over that and we're good. You know, kills, you know, hit some kills with it and
we're
done.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's not enough.
So I guess what's the one thing that people should do if they suspect water damage? I mean, what are the telltale signs that people might see?
So you can usually notice some visual damage. You can see some staining, some minor mold. You know, obviously, if you see visual water dripping from something, a lot of times you can hear water dripping in your walls, and that could be a sign as well.
Right.
Smell.
Yeah. Smell is a big one for sure. But anytime you have, any sort of concern that you may have water damage, super important that you call a restoration company, because if it's going on for a long period of time, you could end up seeing your claim be denied if you did go through insurance, or it turning into a possible mold job, which raises your prices, raises the amount of damage you're looking at. Things get a lot worse if you let it sit. So
insurance does not cover mold remediation either.
I
have not really seen any insurance policies that cover that.
Most policies, especially in Texas, do not cover the mold remediation.
Overall, in our industry, time is everything. There's a couple things we can control in the home to get rid of the water, like humidity, airflow, temperature, but the main thing is time. And the longer you wait, the bigger likelihood you have what we call secondary damage, which means it's spread or sat too long and now it's moldy. It's the worst thing you can do, because it just gets more expensive and it just becomes more of a health risk.
All right. So, I mean, and I had some water damage from a leaky roof, and I just happened to look up, right, because you don't really look it up at your ceiling, because I just happened to look up in the bathroom one time, what is that? And come to find out, it was after one of those hard rains where it kind of rained sideways. Mm. You know, it went around some of the flashing on one of the roof access points. And that's where the water came in. And it was like a couple days after it actually rained when I saw it. And so that was the one thing you're talking about. It's time, because it may not appear right away when it's a small leak like that.
Right.
So exactly. As soon as you see discoloring or any kind of weird
the moment
coloring
you notice anything, you got to do something about it soon.
And this is
just because you noticed it doesn't mean it just started. It may have started a week or two ago.
Right.
You could have a lot bigger issue on your hands. So that's why like I said, time is very important. You need to do something about it right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as a water restoration company, this is what we do every day. So you may call a plumber and they may fix the leak, but they may not help you with all the steps after, right? So we are in these jobs, so a lot of time we need a good roofer, a good plumber, a good electrician with us at all times. That way we can recommend to these people. So that's why I recommend calling a restoration company first, because they deal with this every day. They may say, okay, you need to call a plumber.
Yeah.
Okay, you need a HVAC guy. You're going to need to go ahead and start a claim. Especially if you call us, we're going to be able to point you in the right direction.
So people should be a little bit aware of, or wary of, somebody says, I'm a water restoration guy, but I can do your plumbing too, right? So that's not a good thing.
It's,
I can fix that plumbing issue for you.
Kind of a handyman, jack of all trades kind of guy. A lot of those people, you know, that they like to spread themselves a little too thin, you know, kind of dip their feet in every industry and don't do any of them completely correct. So we want to make sure, you know, obviously training and doing the job right is the number one thing.
Probably why Klaus isn't an electrician in his spare time, you know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We're building pools.
Yes, exactly. No, everyone should have their own job.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I do little handy stuff in my house, but if it's something major with plumbing, I'm going to get a plumber.
Stick to what you know, get good at.
Definitely. And you guys bring a good point. I have had leaks where a plumber would go out and fix it, and they try to do the least amount of opening or access to what they need to fix, right? And then they're done, they leave, and then you forget that you need to open that a lot bigger when it's water, because there's other things that could have gotten wet.
Right, yep, exactly.
They might just cut an access hole to fix the leak, but the rest of your drywall, at least maybe even just on the backside, is, say, covered in mold, and they just leave it there. Their whole point is get that leak fixed, not remove all the moldy, wet areas, which is our job. You know, we want to get those areas dried, removed, like I said, prevent mold, disinfect everything.
Yeah.
So when you're doing it, and I know you guys are still working on the mold thing, but if – do you have like to tent a house if it's a really big job or like a mold issue?
We do have like kind of like a sister company that does some of the mold for us. Okay. But yeah, we've done work with them, and you have to create. It's a completely different thing. So anytime you're doing work in that space, you have to create what's called a negative air chamber, which includes it's an air filtration device that pulls in the dirty air and blows out cleaner,
right?
And basically you have to duct it out of a window, completely seal everything off, so the containment's getting sucked in. That way there's zero chance of any of the mold spores escaping, getting anywhere. Once you get the mold remediated, it's pretty intense. It's a lot that gets involved with it. You got to really control the entire environment and really make sure that stuff doesn't spread, because a spore can go across the house, land on something, start to grow.
I was looking at your Facebook page, and I saw some of the pictures of you guys in hazmat suits, right? So you're going in there in a white suit with a respirator on and everything. That's serious stuff. I think people don't realize that. I mean, talk about mold, but when you're in there cleaning it up, you've got to protect yourself too, right?
Exactly. Yeah, no, mold can cause serious health issues, especially the longer you're exposed to it, depending on what kind of mold it is. Some mold's worse than others.
Right.
But, you know, better be safe than sorry. You know, you need to cover up your skin. You need to wear that respirator. You need to be breathing clean air, not breathing in mold spores.
Right.
Yeah. We haven't always done that. So
definitely not always.
We made sure when we started our company, like, okay, let's put on some mask.
Right. Yeah. So I have to ask you, what's the most overlooked source of water damage in homes that you guys see?
I think the most common one that's definitely overlooked is window seals and even door entryways leading in your home, your actual door frame, your door jamb. There's other leaks that happen all the time, and people typically get something done about them. But the one that's consistently overlooked, it seems like most people just don't do anything about it, is window seal leaks. I'd say probably 70 to 80% of homes I walk into, and we're going there for like a water heater issue, they have a window seal leak somewhere, or a couple. It's common, it's consistent, it's almost every single home I walk into. And you know, these windows are obviously, they're on exterior walls, so when they have this leak, it's getting into their insulation. Their insulation is no longer working as it should, and you may have mold growth start to form between your walls. It may eventually show up on the outside, but you know, you might not be able to see that damage, but like I said, window seal leaks are extremely common.
So is that something you guys check for when you go into a house? Is it you check around the window seals just to make sure?
I usually just keep an eye on them. Yeah, I'll go in with a moisture meter and thermal. I mean, if we're doing work anywhere near a window, I'm going to check the window just because, like I said, it's so common, and it's almost every home we walk into. There's at least one window where there was a leak at some point.
And on the topic of mold, that's a perfect breeding ground for mold, right? Something that consistently happens, drips for a little bit, stops for a week, drips for a little bit, stops for a week, in a closed environment with no sunlight or airflow, That's where it loves to grow. So, and like you were talking about with the insulation, once your insulation gets wet, it loses its R value and it's not working like it should anymore. So if you do want to avoid busted pipes and stuff like that, you really need to be on top of the whole insulation thing.
All right. So I know a lot of homes in this area and in the kind of the greater Houston area had their water heaters in the attic, right? That's an issue. When did that change? Do you guys know? Because I know I bought a home about 5 years ago and the water heater's in the garage. Right, yep. It's not above anything. It's a little bit off the ground, but it's
and
not
maybe,
in the attic.
Maybe Klaus can help with this question. From what I understand, it's just cheaper to put in the attic because it's less square footage it takes up in the home.
There's no right answer to it.
Yeah.
But
oh, we've got a lot of work rather, from it.
Yeah, people rather have a closet than a water heater.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So that's where it comes to that storage. You want to use it.
Yep.
And they don't realize that it costs money to put a water heater up there. A plumber will charge you more, and we have had issues where something goes wrong and all that water comes straight down. And
it's a lot of
chaos.
Water to keep yeah. over your heads
the,
at all.
The moment you have a leak from your water heater, that is the worst place for the water heater to be sitting. Almost anywhere else is better, your garage, a closet.
Yeah.
if it's in the attic, it's
yeah, we've gotten plenty of crazy. Work from it, but I do hate seeing it. I really do. Yeah. it's ridiculous. But I mean, doing this for a while, I know exactly what I want when I walk into a home. Like when I want to buy a house, right. Stuff like that. Yeah, I know exactly what I want. And water heater in the attic, that's a no-go for me.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's interesting. Klaus, have you had people say that to you when they're looking for a house? They don't.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have had people, and then I ask them the following question is, why not in the attic? And then that's when I get the story of, well, it happened to a family member or it happened to me, and it was a whole mess, and, you know, they go on, and it gets really messy.
Pretty understandable. Yeah.
So, okay, we got to ask you, what's the craziest water damage issue that you guys have faced?
Water heater in the attic exploded, like literally blew up, and pretty much every square inch of this lady's house was affected.
Oh,
it's about
God.
1,500 square foot. This was up in Montgomery probably yeah. close to 2 years ago now. But
we've had crazier ones. But there's ones where we've seen water heaters shot from drive-bys. That was one we had in Houston. Yeah, there was a drive-by. It was shot. There was one where we left the job alone. We were cutting a wall, and you know the customer was a real do-it-yourself kind of guy, and he picked up our sawzall and went to finish cutting the wall when we were out to the truck, cut a pipe in half, flooded like half the house.
Oh my God.
It was a very small job. It started out as a very small job. It got bigger.
Wow. So
that was one of the worst ones. I didn't know what to say. I was just like, dude.
So I mean, that's something that you had to fix, right? Although it wasn't your problem.
Thankfully, that was an insurance situation.
Okay, good. Wow.
Right. But yeah, that was one of the crazier ones. I was completely appalled. He's like, and he got mad at us. He definitely got mad at us for the leak. Yep.
Wow.
And I watched him cut it. I had a picture of him with a saw in his hand, just in case, you know. And
oh.
Yeah, that was one. We've had some crazy ones, man. Drive-bys, all kinds of stuff. We have seen it all. A lot of, you know, PEX pipe's great, but I've noticed the one tiny downside is critters love that stuff. So we've seen a couple of, you know, raccoons, possums chewing through that PEX pipe, living in the.
I'm not sure what PEX pipe is.
It's a plastic pipe that, and it's great. The idea is it's flexible, it expands. It's usually what most people got after the freeze.
So yeah,
it can actually expand when it has the water get, you know, it gives a little strength versus copper, which is just going to blow up.
Right.
But one downside, yeah, we've seen definitely jobs where we go in the attic and, oh, there's three raccoons up here, you know, and they're the reason. And they chewed like four or five spots, you know, so they get like four or five leaks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what that would, when you talked about PEX pipe, I didn't know what that is, but I just had a house built like 5 years ago, and that's what they put in.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize what it was. I see all this hose going everywhere, and I said, oh, that's your water line.
It's flexible. It's a lot easier to kind of put in people's houses.
Yeah.
And, it expands. They're copper or galvanized, you know. Once the water freezes, the water gets expands. If it has nowhere to go, it's just going to blow up the pipe.
So, right.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Klaus, have you got any other questions for these guys?
No, not at all. I like the story. I can't believe the drive-by. That's an interesting that's a new one. Yeah. And the raccoons with that PEX pipe. Who would have thought? I didn't think about that either, but that is true.
They were thirsty, so they...
Yeah, they're thirsty. Yeah, they needed something to drink, found some water.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much. We've come to the end of our show today. Our guests have been Eric Blanco and Nick Gauntz, founders of Dry Guys Water Damage Solutions. Eric and Nick, thank you again for joining us this week. You've been listening to the Conroe Means Business radio show and podcast, where we believe focus, action, and accountability lead to positive results in business. My name is Tom Brody, also known as the Found Money Guy. Dr. Carlos Sanchez, president of the Miracle City Chamber, wasn't with us today, but he'll be back again for the next episode. I'd like to thank Klaus from Klaus Homes sitting in with us. Klaus, thank you very much. And we will be back in a few minutes.
This program is brought to you by Aurelia Weems, CPA. Call today for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, and accounting. Just call Aurelia at 936-273-1188. Also, First Priority Title of Texas and Matt Cree. We are their first priority. Call Matt and his staff at 832-204-4884 for all your title needs. Also, Claus Holmes, Jen Bell, and of Goosehead Insurance, and Plus 40 Fitness. All numbers are in the descriptions of this program. You can visit Conroe Means Business radio show on YouTube. To learn more about the Miracle City Chamber of Commerce, visit mytexaschamber.org or call 832-436-8956.
Hi, this is Tom Brody, the Found Money Guy. I want to thank you for listening to the Conroe Means Business radio show and podcast. Remember to go out and like our page on Facebook and actually look at our website. Like we mentioned, that's www.mytexaschamber.org, or give us a call, 832-436-8956. You can also join straight from our website, the mytexaschamber.org, or look at our calendar to find out when an upcoming event will be in your area, and come and check us out. We have ribbon cuttings throughout the month, and those will be posted on our calendar as well. So again, thank you for listening, and we hope to see you at our next event.